Well, major flooding is once again hitting parts of Texas less than a year after Hurricane Harvey devastated many cities and towns in the state. Flash flood warnings were issued in parts of coastal southeast Texas, and the threat remains high in places like Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi Police Chief Mike Markle is helping the city manage the flooding. He joins us. Chief Markle, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
And how bad is the flooding today?
Today, we're subsiding a little bit today. You know, we've had a little break in the weather. It did get pretty bad as far as rainfall, went up to 20 inches in some of the surrounding areas, 10 to 15 within the city over the 3-4 day period. So it was a significant rainfall for us.
And people all along the coast there in Texas are dealing with flooding now. And of course, we remember this is not long after Hurricane Harvey really caused a lot of flooding and damage there.
That's correct.
So what are some of the biggest concerns you have right now in terms of damage?
Damage right now is, you know, keeping our roadways open, and we're concerned making sure our citizens stay out of roads they can't see and, you know, having a fatality or serious injury. We've done a great job over the last couple years in the city fixing our stormwater drainage system, so it's keeping up. So right now, as far as infrastructure goes, you know, there's some minor things, but we're doing well. No loss of life. That's always the most important thing.
Right.
As far as structure goes, you know, it's keeping roadways open. We've had some roof failures and those things on a residential basis, but we're doing pretty good overall.
Have you had to do any rescues, people that do go into the water where they shouldn't?
We spent the first night doing a great many rescues and pulling vehicles out. Got those cleared up. Fire department and the police department did a tremendous job. Of course, we know how to prepare for these events at this point. We stage high water vehicles in the areas that we know flood through history. We stage barricades for the roadways that we know flood during rain events. So we were prepared, and we were prepared to do those types of extractions too.
And does this feel normal to you, or how does this compare to years past?
This is a significant rain event. It's not normal. You know, we go for long periods without rain here, but operationally, we are prepared because it's happened many times over the many years. So we know what we're doing when it comes to this as a city.
And how's the forecast looking at this point? It sounds like you're going to get some relief pretty soon.
We'll get some relief, I think, by the end of the day, probably into the evening. Like I said, our stormwater system is keeping up at this point and draining out the streets as we speak. So I think we're on the road to, you know, a safe environment.
Although I saw in one forecast for your area that they're predicting steam in the next few days because it'll get hot and there's all this water on the ground.
That's exactly right. So we're going to have a lot of heat. It's going to be lots of steam. And following that, of course, there are lots of mosquitoes. So we have in place a mosquito abatement plan. Those teams are ready to go. Equipment's being checked, staged. Chemicals are being made ready. So we have a sequence of things that are going to happen from here, too.
That's Mike Markle, who is the police chief in Corpus Christi, Texas. Chief, thank you so much and good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the call.